put on my blue suede shoes, I boarded the plane, touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy could be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. Followed him up to the gate of Graceland. Then I watched him walk right through. Security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's some pretty little thing waiting for the king. She's down in the jungle.
Tell me all. In the middle of the pouring rain, pouring down rain, more time for my band. Thank you.
Sing it again. No. No, I've sung it quite a bit. Actually, when I met Muriel Davis Wilkins, who is the lady I referred to at the end of that tune. She was a school teacher during the week, and then she played piano at the Hollywood on weekends. And she was about 65 when I met her. And I wrote all these tunes after meeting her. I basically went home from Memphis after meeting her, singing with her, and wrote Silver Thunderbird in Memphis, and Ghost Train, bunch of tunes. And I went back to play her all my new songs at the Hollywood, and she listened very patiently to all of them, and then told me when I was done with Memphis that the one where I mentioned her was the best one that I had. And would I please play it again? That was just the fucking beginning, wasn't it? Anyway, we're gonna go back a little bit more to the Listening Booth record, 1970. This was the year that Van Morrison's Moondance came out. Sweet Baby James by James Taylor, Cat Stevens' T for the Tillerman, Elton John's first record, Leon Russell's first record, Eric Clapton's first record, Derek and the Dominoes, Cosmos Factory by Creedence Clearwater Revival. The Beatles broke up but released Let It Be, and then three fantastic solo Beatles records. After the Gold Rush was released that year, Deja Vu by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, one of the kings of 1970. And Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel, last but not least. This song always killed me, even as an 11-year-old kid. And I didn't realize at the time that this was Paul Simon literally saying goodbye to his partner. Because while they're making this brilliant swan song of a record, they knew that they were going to split up. And Garfunkel went out to Mexico to film Catch 22, and Simon was left behind to just record another brilliant track. And he keeps referring in the song to a man named Tom, who I found out much later was Art Garfunkel, because when they started out, they were Tom and Jerry. So this is his goodbye to Tom, and It's one of my favorite songs. It's called Only Living Boy in New York.